This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to a session of sanity. No, not insanity, sanity. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. And come on, you know the deal. You should all do it with me. You should all practice along with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do very much enjoy when you join me and you call me on the carpet and you don't call me on the carpet and you tell me how much you love the show or hate the show or whatever. At least I know you're engaging and that you're listening. You're listening enough not to like me or like me. Either one. I don't care. I got to get that clip from Sally Fields, right? Remember that when she won the award? You like me. You really, really like me. Yeah. Maybe not. Now that I think about it, that was a pretty corny moment. Anyway. Well, if you don't like corny, then go get my book, because really, there ain't nothing corny in that book. The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, I bring it to you in 140 simple pages to read. I kind of call it a bathroom read, you know what I'm saying? Some of you guys will know exactly what I mean. So, just, you know, you take your time, won't take you long to read it all. Many people tell me, not just because it's me, But I get a kick out of the fact that many people tell me that it was an easy read, they enjoyed it, lighthearted, and they learned something from it. Because, really, I much prefer you learn something from it than just get the same old stuff that you get from a party line or what have you. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to feel like you're part of the solution. And if you're part of the problem, you won't have to worry about it because I will let you know. And don't hold back. And you can find me, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us live on realside.com. We'll give you a dozen different ways to watch the show, not just one. All right, what was I going to, oh yeah. You know, I always get a kick out of young people who are so sure that I'm just an old white, Bible-thumping right-wing white guy. And they know more than I because, you know, they're educated. And they're going through education. And they're in college. And there's really not much I can tell them that they don't already know. And don't you, some of you older folks out there, some of you guys won't get this at all. But some of you older folks out there, and you watch a young person running around chasing their tail. And then when they're kind of pooped out and you feel like standing up and saying something, I always love to say, and they look at you and I go, but you're the one that's been running around for 40 minutes. Here's how you can fix that. And it's not because I'm smarter than you, because I've been bit by the same thing you've been screwing around with for the last hour. I always got a kick out of that with some of the young guys that used to work for me when I had the computer company. Because they were younger and faster, and that meant that they were smarter or something. And after they'd been working on something for 2 hours, I would tell them how to fix it. And they were like, how did you know? I said, because I've already spent 2.5 hours of my life being stupid. And an old guy showed me how to do it. So, now that I'm off my rant. Okay, so, the Joseph Pierce wrote a piece that I thought was good. It's the arrogant ignorance of the well-educated. And I was telling you that earlier. It's what seems to tie a lot of what's going on in the Democrat Party together. The educated ones know so much more than the less educated, and they kind of make them feel like they're, you know, they're helping them and they'll make their life better. Like the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, you know, talking down to the less educated. And then they do an all-out frontal attack against Republicans saying they are definitely less educated. You know, I often wondered why I had such a fight being a right-wing conservative trying to get career tech education as a main staple. And I find that the quote-unquote well-educated are always pushing back, always telling me how this isn't where we want our kids. This is what we want our kids doing. God bless Mike Rowe. I don't even know. I don't even know what he's, whether he's a Republican or a Democrat or whatever. I don't know if he's ever said, but I personally don't know. But at least he's getting the point across. The writer says, on more than one occasion, my essays for the Imaginative Conservative have been inspired by bumper stickers. That's a new one. I never thought of that. Many moons ago, for instance, you know, I have to go back and find it, but I remember I was behind a car. You know those coexist stickers? They're usually a fish with all kinds of symbols. I remember being behind one of those cars. And they had all the symbols, and they all the peace and love and rock and roll and all that stuff in the back. And one symbol in particular took a shot at Christians. And I was thinking, that to me, that sums up the liberal left. Right, they have all these labels, you know, the things they hate. They have all these labels about how they're so accepting of all these things and how these things should be. But really, when push came down to shove, they're not interested. Not in the least. I thought that in and of itself was interesting. So on more than one occasion, he says the essays have been inspired by bumper sticker. Many moons ago, for instance, he said, I wrote The Wisdom and Wickedness of Women. And now he wrote that in response to seeing a bumper sticker declaring that well-behaved women do not make history. Right, because Betsy Ross, I'm sure, was a barn burner. Recently, sitting in traffic, he said, I saw the very same bumper sticker on the car in front of me, besides another which declared the following. What you call the liberal elite, you'll have to come back and find out. And while you're thinking about it, I don't think Rosa Parks was a fire-spitting, nasty-mouthed woman either. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the world.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion?
It's a fact.
Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Remember I told you guys earlier about Facebook pulling us in the middle of a show? They can't seem to find those beatings that are being, you know, put down on people, right? The Facebook Live when somebody's being raped or beat. They can't seem to find that. But my show, or shows like mine and other conservatives, they can seem to upset the apple cart in a heartbeat. They pulled one already, and during the commercial I was able to get it back up again. Because I moved on it fast enough. Usually I don't I can't move on it that quick because we are on the air after all. So I was getting a kick out of that. I was getting a kick of the fact that they can quickly find something one of us has done wrong, but nobody else, which really shouldn't surprise me because, you know, again, when it comes to finding out about, you know, Donald Trump, we did that story the other night that all of a sudden it's come to light that Donald had an affair or something while Melania was pregnant and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. But I still don't know who Barack Obama dated in high school. 9 years into it, they couldn't find anything. We're 50 days into this president's, into this presidency, and we know everything about the Donald. Even stuff we don't want to know and stuff that they found out in the last 50 days. Although 8 years into Obama, we're still not sure what college he went to. Anyhow, back to my story about how the arrogant, just how arrogant the left could be, especially the educated arrogant. They have no use for you other than, unless you're a Dem soldier willing to walk the streets for them, make phone calls for them, raise money for them, then you're okay. But I could have the same education level as you being on the right, and they have no use for me. I'm useless. I'm dumb. I'm stupid. So this particular writer went on, said that he wrote a piece in response to a bumper sticker he saw twice. And the bumper sticker said, well-behaved women don't make history. Which is, again, it's a lie. It's a lie. Recently, sitting in traffic, he says, I saw the same bumper sticker again on a car. Besides another which declared the following, what you call liberal elite, we call well-educated. Wow. Basically saying, you know, him putting together these two stickers, carefully selected by the car's owner to teach me a lesson and set me thinking. He said, I might even say that it taught me a valuable lesson, though not the lesson that he's sure that the person in the car wanted to teach him. Right? Let's take the second bumper sticker, he says first. Clearly designed to offend other motorists, it's supremely superfluous. Use little words. Because you forget you guys out there. What about me? If I can't understand them or spell them, they're pretty useless. It's extreme. The bumper sticker was extremely arrogant, obviously. He goes on to say, we, the average Joe, and I take umbrage to Joe. Why is it always the average Joe or any Joe? Why can't it be any Steve or any Frank or something like that? He went on to say, whoever we may be are not as well-educated as the royal we driving the car in front of us. This pompous blankety-blank we, who's presumably a she from what he could see, presumes that anyone who disagrees with her is poorly educated. Isn't that what the Dems believe already? What'd they say about people who voted for Trump? We're either idiots or poorly educated. So they called 66 million people idiots. They had no problem with that. Whereas she, of course, is well-educated. And if we were as well-educated as she, we should agree with her. That's her line of thinking. How open, how accepting of the left, isn't it? To be fair to her, she is basing her presumption on data that shows that those who are well-educated tend to vote for Democrats, whereas those who are less educated tend to vote Republican. She votes Democrat. Now, notice it didn't say because they're right. It's just that that's the way it goes. Now, she votes Democrat because she's well-educated. We who are presumed to be Republicans because we are presumed to be stupid. We complain that those who are better educated than us are therefore better than us and part of the elite. So the problem with all this is that her education is not as good as she thinks it is, right? If she was educated in our secular system, she'd have learned nothing whatsoever about theology, presuming that if there is a God, he or probably she, he agrees with us. If he or she doesn't agree with us, he or she can go to hell. And of course, we can tell God to go to hell because he or she is made in our image. We're not made in his or hers. Think about the logic behind this. It's funny how They say they believe in a lot of them will say they believe in a higher power, a God, if you would. And even hardcore left-wing Democrat Christians, I always find interesting that they'll say that God created everything. God is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-everything, but he got it wrong. In so many areas, they'll tell me how he got it wrong. So the designer of the car got it wrong. The designer of the product got it wrong. The designer of the universe got it wrong. Isn't that wonderful? So if he got that wrong, what else did he get wrong? Why should I believe anything he has to say? Seriously. You mean he's fallible? And now what they've done, when they realized how ridiculous that argument was with God, they've gone on there and started tweaking out scriptures. And since it was written by man, even though that's not what the Bible says, so they can believe in this God. Listen to this logic. They can believe in a God that created the universe, right? Set all of this in motion. I want you to think big. I don't want you to hold back. They believe in all being, all knowing, all powerful God. Set this whole thing in motion. Whether he did it with a big bang or spun the planets with his own fingers, doesn't really matter for this conversation. So he can do all of this, and yet this puny little human that's going to die at some point in time, whose body, physical body, is only made to last, 60, 70, 80, 100 years, if you take care of it, little frail thing that you are, you're going to tell God that he has it wrong on abortion, he has it wrong on same-sex marriage, he has it wrong on all these things that you're not comfortable dealing with. Isn't that big of your well-educated self? I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot more of this one to see after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Our GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I honestly do appreciate the time you're spending on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Danny in the Facebook. In the Facebook. You like how I did that? God, I had a senior moment. You put up a link to a website or something. I can't get to it. So just send it to me in an email. Right? You can get it from Facebook, you know, you can email it there, or you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Because I like to check out some of the stuff you guys send me. I try not to blow you off, you know what I'm saying? You know, seriously. I want to make sure that we're kind of working through things together on the same page, that kind of stuff. I don't agree. I'll let you know. And we can still be friends. Unlike some people on the left, you know, you don't agree with them. And what do they do to you? Right? I would imagine if they could legally get away with it, they'd do a heck of a lot more than just block you on Facebook, I'm sure. So I want to finish up with this. I mean, really, the left. Now, I don't, if people on the right are doing this, I'll write about it. I'll talk about it and I'll beat it up. Because when it comes to stuff like this, it makes me crazy. I lost so many opportunities in my life because I didn't have a college degree. However, I knew tons more than the person they hired. And in two instances in my career, I did all the work that the guy who had the college degree that got hired above me should have been doing and didn't know how. Twice. And I got skipped over. A job that paid a boatload of money because the young man had the degree and I didn't. But they also admitted I had eight times the experience he had and they liked me so much more, but company policy said A and they couldn't change it without a board resolution. And it was a large company, they weren't willing to do it. And I wouldn't take number two. And it wasn't a pride thing. I had so many times in my career done the work for the guy at the top. He got all the credit, and I didn't even get the bonus money. And it just didn't work out, which is why, not that I'm the best guy in the room, but it was why when my career advanced and I got bonuses, I used to share it with the guys under me because I knew it wasn't me doing it. I may have had the idea, but those guys were the ones carrying it out. Anyway, story for another day. So this young lady just really poked the writer of the story, Joseph Pierce, writing for a website called Intellectual Takeout. And I noticed there's a lot of conversation on that site, a lot of different stories, different points of view, which is the way we should be doing it. We should never have a problem with each other being able to discuss these kind of things. But back to these well-educated lunatics. I mean, look, I want my Christian friends. You know, if you're not a Christian, then this probably doesn't apply to you. Or even my Jewish friends. You believe in God. You believe in the Almighty, the creator of the universe. How do you argue with what he's written? And what I didn't finish in the last segment, what I meant to say, is there's a lot of you out there, religious people, who believe in God, believe in the creator of the universe, but you want to argue that the Bible was written by men. So how do you make up your mind as to what reality is? Because the Bible says that, yes, it was written by the hand of man through the inspiration of God. So God sat with those writers, in essence, and said, tell the story about this, and this is how you're going to write it, and this is what you're going to do. So I guess maybe if you're overeducated, you might say, you know, how does a God show up? It's a God. It's a spirit. I mean, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to overthink it. To me, God is really simple. It ain't that hard. He's there. He loves me, cares about me, provides for me. And there are certain things that I have to do to partake of those resources he has for me. Right? But there's never been a doubt in my mind that he exists. And that he loves me. And that I make him laugh a lot. Come on, if you followed me around all day, you'd laugh a lot too. You know what I'm saying? The writer goes on to say, and I have to agree with him, even though I'm a trustee on a school board in Southern California, I see what our kids are learning. I see how they come out. But these are standards from the state. And some people say, well, you can teach above the standards. Well, if you saw what they've thrown down on some of these school districts and some of these teachers, even our good teachers, there's way too much for them to do. There's no way they can get this in. But when I hear a young person tell me that we won our independence in the 1960s from China, I just want to slap somebody. I don't know who, but I got to slap somebody. The writer goes all the way, continues to say, that her education is not as good as she thinks. If she was educated in a secular system, she would have learned that nothing whatsoever about theology, presuming that if there is a God, and he or she, it's funny, because if God doesn't agree with us, then God is wrong, isn't it? Talk about being full of yourself. Right? She goes on to say, we can do what we like with God, but in short, we can treat God with the same arrogance with which we treat our neighbor. What God calls sin, right, we call being well-educated. Matter of fact, there is a verse in the Bible that basically says that God's things will confound the well-educated. How's that? I'll put it that way. If she was educated in our secular system, she knows nothing about philosophy. Very few do. Or if she does, she'll believe that there was no philosophy worth taking seriously before, I don't know this person, René Descartes? Ring a bell? There's got to be somebody smart in our... Descartes? Yeah. Well, got to be French, right? Because there's way too many letters in there to be... Yeah. Really big book? Yeah. I didn't read it. If it's not... if it's not 25 pages or less, I'm not interested. She'll know nothing of philosophy of the Greeks or of Socrates or Plato or Aristotle. And still less. I learned about them in comic books, but anyway. She'll know nothing about the philosophy of the Greeks, or Socrates, Plato, or Aristotle, as I said, and still less of the great Christian philosophers, such as Augustine or Aquinas. You know, she's even, I don't even know, she may have heard of some of these people in passing, just like I've heard about, I don't know, Little Bow Wow and those people in passing. I don't know anything about them. I think they're singers or something. She'll prove... Thank you for that bit of information. She will presume they didn't know what they were talking about or what the ancient philosophers called error. See, what are they basing all their information on? What are these well-educated young people with their noses in the air? Why do they think they're so smart? Because some lefty professor who believes in socialism taught them everything they know? And half of what they were taught goes against the Greek philosophers like Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, and so on? What makes them so great? And a lot of these young people, there's no such thing as right or wrong. They don't place blame or fault unless you're on the hard right. Unless you've written a book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. But she was educated, again, in our secular system. She won't know very much about history. And if she does, she'll think we won our independence from China in the 60s. Oh, and she gets it from a 21st century perspective given by some of those loon professors that are hardcore left. You know, when I think about some of the things they've been taught, like I said, I went into it and spoke to somebody in history class 5 or 6 years ago. I went in because somebody knew I grew up a couple of blocks, one of the teachers, from the Old North Church in Boston. Had no idea when I was playing ball in the yard at the Old North Church, or Paul Revere's house for that matter, or used to sneak on the USS Constitution. I had no idea what that stuff meant. Not at that age, anyhow. But I went into the history class, and I had a young person tell me that when I asked the question, anybody know where Boston is? And somebody said, yeah, in Manhattan. Which broke my heart, because, you know, Boston and New York don't have the best of relationships, especially when it comes to their sports teams. And then when I asked about, you guys are going to get a kick out of this. You're going to have to wait till the other side of the break. But I wanted to know, how the New Englanders knew the Brits were coming. You'll find out on the other side. I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming into the home stretch. Always get a kick out of this. First of all, head up to Amazon.com, buy my book. I'd like to buy a new shirt. Don't want to keep wearing a softball shirt. Going to wear out eventually. And the fact that I'll play softball, I might get a little more life out of it. Head up to Amazon.com. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. Really. Seriously. We were talking about the well-educated. And I'm reading an article by Joseph Pierce. And we're talking about the bumper sticker that he saw. Let me don't say it basically says. Let me read what it says. It says... well-behaved women do not make history, which in and of itself is wrong and not correct. And just like we won our independence from China in the 1960s, that's always good to hear from a young person, right? I mean, can you imagine our founding fathers? I mean, if this could happen, can you imagine if they came back to life for a couple of hours? And God said, I'm going to show you the experiment that you did. Within 7 minutes, they'd all be on their knees begging God to burn the place down. I'm serious. Let us start all over again. We forgot certain words. We didn't know they were going to be this stupid. The writer goes on to say, if she was educated in our secular system, she will know nothing of history, or if she does, she'll only know it from the 21st century perspective, or from the 21st century perspective of those who taught it to her, the left-leaning socialist liberal professors and teachers that we have all through education. I kind of blame us for that, too. Conservatives needed to fight back, push back, and take these schools back. They needed to be part of the system, not run from it. History's not about learning from the people of the past, their triumphs, their mistakes, but it's about sitting in judgment of the stupidity of our ancestors. Instead of learning about what it took to grow this country, get this country, what they ran from, how it became so strong, what the kids are learning about is how our founding fathers were slave owners and these terrible people. Right? They also presumed that our ancestors were unenlightened. I mean, they weren't enlightened as she or her teachers are. The people of the past were believed... Listen, the people of the past were believed to be immoral. And we call them well-educated. Right? We had... Look, they weren't perfect people. I get it. But do you really believe that even with everything that was going on in the early days of this country, that they were less moral than we are today? Because we have flipped that now. Moral values now have nothing to do with the amount of people you, the amount of women you sleep with when you're already married. How much money you screw your clients for has nothing to do with moral values. I don't even know that maybe there's one for us to do on our own. I go out to the mall and ask somebody to name, a bunch of people to name, like three moral values. What are things that they believe to be moral values? Give me three of them. I'm almost afraid to think about the answer we get. Right? And then the writer goes on to say, once we understand what being well-educated actually means, right, in an age where many people are illiterate, you know, I was talking to Tammy about this the other night. You know, when you think about what our founding fathers, how old they were, how old their kids were when they made things happen, you read about these guys who are 16, 17, 18 years old, running companies back then, the amazing things that they did, we don't have them today. Well-educated, well-spoken, we don't have them. They're very far a few between if we do. So to be well-educated in this is to be ignorant of theology, philosophy, history, and great books of civilization, which is to believe that we have nothing to learn from the great conversations that have animated human discourse for, you know, three millennia. It's to treat our neighbors in the car next to us with, you know, scornful contempt, presuming that he or she is stupid because they're not as well-educated. Think about that. If they see a Republican sticker on your car, they will automatically presume that you're an idiot and they're smarter than you, yet ask them, they will tell you how much more tolerant they are than we are. Come on, give that some thought. And the next story is a perfect follow-up. See, again, I go to my Christian friends. I know we're a little Christian-esque this half hour. This out? Really? Wow. But I'm sitting here thinking about how often my Christian friends get it wrong because they put politics or they put their own feelings. See, if you're a real Christian and you're looking at the Bible, it doesn't matter how you feel. I love my friends who say, I'm looking for a church I fit into, one I'm comfortable with. Oh, yeah, that's going to help you. How about you do it this way? If you really believe in God like you say you do, why don't you ask God what church he wants you in? You ever think about doing that? Ask him to open up the doors, lead you to the place he wants you to be, where you can be a help to him and the family of Christ instead of you looking for a place you can go to and you're not really challenged, you can put up with what the pastor has to say, or you're close to the door so you can get out of there really quick. We know how it goes. We've seen it. So a university admin says that whiteness goes against Christianity. A university administrator delivered a speech in which he described whiteness as a way of thinking, a way of acting that is fundamentally opposed to Christianity. Paul Dionne, Inclusive Success Coordinator. What? Inclusive Success Coordinator? That doesn't make any sense. I can't believe they have a coordinator. An inclusive, is that so everybody's successful?
I was gonna say diversity. Inclusive.
That's diversity? I got to go back to school. I'm definitely I'm among the uneducated we were just talking about, apparently. So Paul is the inclusive success coordinator, veiled as for Beloit College. It's for Beloit College Office for Academic Diversity and Inclusiveness. They gave a speech entitled "Working Against Whiteness." Well, that made me feel. That made every white kid in the place feel good, right?
We feel included.
Oh, as part of a Love Made Public lecture series. Well, that's all okay. The lecture series started during the fall, but resumed this semester. To help define whiteness, Dionne instructed the student attendees to chant "imperialist," "capitalist," "white supremacist," "patriarchy," a phrase originated by a feminist and self-avowed socialist, Bell Hooks, who spells her name with lowercase letters. But that's inclusive, right? I'm an imperialist, a capitalist, a white supremacist, patriarchy. Right. That's a chant to teach them what? How bad they are? Really, isn't that cool? You know, we can't use red pens in elementary schools because it makes the kids feel bad about themselves. We can't do fail or F's on their papers because it makes the kids feel bad about themselves. We don't want to keep score because we don't want the kids to feel bad about themselves, right? But if you're white, we could tear the crap out of you. We want you to feel as bad as humanly possible. They're hypocrites. They're just hypocrites. To help define whiteness, the honest instruct the student attendees to chant, again, imperialist, capitalist, white supremacist, patriarchy. Working against the whiteness for me is interrogating myself and who I am and where I come from and all of my privileges. Yes, all of my privileges. My car payment, my house payment, right? The food I have to buy, the long hours I have to work, all my white privileges. That's according to the school administrator. Well, the sarcasm was mine. I'm amazed at these people. I can't even... Anyway, it goes on to say, "Working against whiteness is something I try to do every day," remarked Dionne. Dionne listed his privileges, noting that he is white and cisgendered male. Oh my God, he's like the worst thing that could end up on the planet. The Inclusion Success Coordinator bridged his "Working Against Whiteness" talk and the Love Made Public lecture series, suggesting that whiteness is egotistical and that love is about removing my ego. More and more people on campus are starting to recognize their privileges, and Dionne said that's very exciting. I think Dionne needs to be, you know, worked on. He said, "I'm morally compelled to act," explained the administrator, relating his Catholic understanding of love and sacrifice to his desire to eliminate whiteness. Well, if you're a Catholic, if you're a Christian, if you're looking for religious answers, find me a scripture in the Bible that even alludes to. I mean, if you can smoke some dope or smoke some crap, read a scripture and come up with that description, I'm on board. Because I know you can't do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. It's been a lot of fun for me. Hopefully it's been fun for you, too. We're here every day. Check out the website, therealside.com. While you're there, buy my book and enjoy the rest of your day. God bless.